Okay, would you ask your family members to leave the house if they keep waking up a sleeping baby?
This is a good...
Yeah.
I mean...
I've been on both sides of this.
Oh, you have?
I've been the annoying person that goes over, your friends have a baby.
Oh.
Maybe you want to, like, see the baby.
Oh.
Maybe you want to play with the baby. Uh-huh. So you keep checking on the baby.
Wow, and that is annoying.
I know. Oh, Todd, and this was before I had kids. Now, I hate myself for being like that back then.
Right.
Well, at least you recognize it now.
Oh.
It's too
I do.
Bad you didn't in the moment.
I sure do. But no, but like, you know, and then end up waking up the baby and then you're like, oh, okay, gotta go.
Yeah, right. I gotta go meet my friends at the bar. We're all hanging out tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
We probably won't right. be really hungover tomorrow,
yeah.
but we'll go out for brunch and have mimosas. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, I just really wanted to hold your kid. Because I'm so
for
happy
30
for
seconds.
You. All right, bye, you guys.
Can't wait until
so
you find a babysitter. You can come join us. But that won't be for like another 7 years.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Oh, man, I was that person.
Yeah.
But then
wow,
I was also
sucked.
The person. Oh, totally.
Well, there's also like, you have to respect that every parent or set of parents has their own way
routines.
They do things,
yes.
you know, and
yeah.
the routine, and is it a strict time that nap time, you know,
yeah.
yes.
is it really strict? Some parents do whenever the baby's ready to go down, the baby's ready to go down, right?
We were very routine, or I rather was very, it was.
Right, and there's, yeah. and you can make an argument for either side of that.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what you do in your family.
Yep.
But if they're routine, and you don't respect the routine.
Oh, right. yeah.
That's
I mean, I wouldn't go to, like, lunch if it was during, for the first few years, during Wyatt's nap time. I'd be like,
sure.
no, I'm sorry. He has to, because if he doesn't have that nap, it's when you're a mom.
Yeah, it becomes hell later.
Old, yeah. You're like, you're going to pay for it.
Right.
Like,
sure.
he would get in the car, and it would be close to his nap time. I'd have windows open, radio
right,
blaring,
to keep
like,
awake, right?
We're going to party it up. And then as soon as we get home, we're like, okay, now you can sleep.
Yeah, right.
yeah.
Now that I think about it, you know, and I love you, Kelly, but you're not quiet.
No, not at all.
Wyatt must be able to sleep through anything
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's a good
right.
sleeper.
Right.
good right? point. Yes, he's well trained.
Yeah. His cry it out phase was just mom talking.
Yeah.
Right? That's how he trained himself. All right, mom, start talking.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly. The soothing sounds.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
No, I read this. This was like a story that I was reading over the weekend that this couple had family come over and they kept waking up the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the family asked them to leave. Like,
well, I mean,
leave
that
my
is
house.
Really annoying. Like, how many times did it? I mean, if it's happening a lot, like, not.
That's so
I mean,
awkward, though, if you just.
Like, guys. Quit
right.
it or get the
right.
hell out of my house.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I can't take it.
I can
right.
see Todd
this
doing
is,
it, being like,
this
enough.
Is my time
totally.
To shower,
yeah.
to unload the dishwasher, to
yeah.
do a load of laundry, to take a breath.
Yeah.
Right.
Stop
well,
ruining it.
Or, like, to be social. Like,
that too.
Yes.
I get to
sure.
see you guys right now and
mm.
talk to you.
Yeah.
And actually talk to you without cleaning spit up off my shoulder.
Or, like, a baby attached to my boob or something.
Right.
Like, you
yeah.
know, I want to have a cocktail.
Give me some grown-up time. Leave the baby alone. Yeah, well, if you have a take on that, you can hit us on the Facebook page. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Todd's got your news. Oh, you got to go. Quick.
That's all right. I can do it quick. We got some sunshine in the forecast today. It's actually going to be a really nice, you know, early December day. We'll have highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, chance for a shower in the afternoon, 40s again. And it's going to be rainy on Wednesday with a high close to 50.